Yeah. Then I just, oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
I never worked for Russia.
It's not every day that you can say, hey, did you see the big story about Trump being an agent of the Russian government over the weekend?
Oh, my goodness.
No, not that story, the other one.
That too.
A secret operation that we could control.
It won't hold up to scrutiny.
We'll invent an excuse that can be justified. The important thing is to abort an investigation before it ever gets to you.
No.
It's a house of cards. There is no Yuri.
It doesn't matter. All the intelligence agencies believe that there's a more... You know the theory? That Yuri was sent here by the KGB while he was still in his teens. And for all intents and purposes, he can pass as an American.
Well, Scott, they've been talking about that for years. It's the CIA's wet dream. There's never been a shred of evidence.
Yeah, but now there is.
Okay, couple stories. Let's take them one at a time. Okay, first, there's the Times. The New York Times revealed that after Donald Trump fired James Comey in 2017, the FBI opened an inquiry into whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia, which... Come on, no. I think that's ridiculous. There is nothing secret about it. He's just putting it out there. Hasn't done one damn thing Putin would like. Not one damn thing.
While the FBI was investigating whether Trump was working for the Russians. I mean, what tipped them off? Was it Trump's secret meeting with the Russians at the Oval Office? His son's secret meeting with Russians at Trump Tower? His lawyer's secret deal to build a Trump Tower in Moscow? Jeff Sessions' secret meeting with the Russian ambassador? Jared Kushner's secret back channel with the Kremlin? Michael Flynn's secret back channel with the Kremlin? Eric Prince's secret back channel with the Kremlin? Paul Manafort sharing secret polling data with the Russians? His foreign policy advisor's secret meeting with the Russians? The Russian hackers who helped Trump win? Trump asking the Russian hackers to help him win? Or Vladimir Putin smile every time he sees Trump?
I've been talking about Trump playing footsie with Putin since July of 2016, back at the Republican convention. But when you look at the details, it's still shocking. After Comey's firing, counterintelligence investigators had to consider whether the president's own actions constituted a possible threat to national security. Oh, remember when it was only possible that the president was a threat to national security? to be young and stupid again. The FBI also tried to figure out whether Mr. Trump was knowingly working for Russia or had unwittingly fallen under Moscow's influence. Okay, there's a little something from the smile file. Our president might not be spying for Russia. He might be their unwitting stooge. We'll find out tonight in the new game show, Evil or Stupid? Welcome to Eagle or Stupid. Either way, America wins the destruction of NATO, the end of Western democracy as we know it, and a lifetime supply of Russian influence, plus a Broyhill dinette set. So, the FBI thought they had reason to investigate whether the president of the United States was a foreign asset. That is horrifying and depressing, and there was nothing that could possibly cheer me up, except this.
I'm here now with Vice President of the United States and RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3 finalist, Mike Pence. Mike, thank you so much for joining me. Mr. Vice President, we are currently in the midst of the longest government shutdown in history as the president continues to fight for his border wall. Well, it was a wall, and then it was a fence, I think, and then it was steel slats. So, what are we calling it today? Two folding chairs and a bike lock?
The president said, we'll build a steel barrier. Mm-hmm.
And what do you say to critics speculating that Donald Trump's actions are selfish, immoral, impulsive, and politically motivated?
Well, look, the American people aren't as concerned about the political debate as they are concerned about what's really happening at the border.
Well, is it really as bad as he says?
Last year alone, 17,000 individuals with criminal histories were apprehended at our southern border.
Why not hire them as senior White House officials? They'll all be convicted eventually.
Democrats refuse to even negotiate.
Well, until this gets sorted out, hundreds of thousands of federal workers will go without paychecks, and he doesn't seem to care.
That's right.
I guess, why should he, though, right? I mean, after all,
he's got money in the bank. He's got spray tan on his face. He's got baseless facts and figures, which he figures please his base. He's got golf at Mar-a-Lago and a ton of Adderall. What ain't he got? A border wall.
That's right.
He gets angry, he gets tough, he gets up and leaves the room. He gets all the Egg McMuffins he can humanly consume. He's a toddler, and until he gets his way, he'll make a fuss. And who's gonna pay? Most likely us.
That's right.
Whether it's a concrete wall, steel slats, or a few decorative brass poles, there is nothing like an unnecessary 2,000-mile barrier that says, hey, look at us, world, we're a bunch of motherfucking holes. See what I did there.
There is nothing like a wall. Nothing in the world. Nothing's as impractical as a beautiful border wall.
My fellow Americans.
He gets badgered, he gets booed, he gets heckled coast to coast. He gets Valentine's from Putin and advice from Hitler's ghost. He gets labeled irresponsible, inhuman, and unfit. What can't he get? Girl, he can't get. When it comes to behaving like a rational adult, he finds nothing duller. There is nothing whatsoever like a totally manufactured national emergency to distract everyone from what's actually on his mind, which is, you guessed it, Robert Mueller. I just love the way it feels in my mouth.
There is nothing like a wall. Nothing in the world
could distract from Mike and Paul.
Like his rhetoric about the wall.
Stop the criminal gangs.
Nothing else would be so tall. Nothing in the world.
That's right.
Sarah, Donald Trump told us that Mexico would pay for the wall, but now he's saying he never meant they would pay up front and that they'll instead pay in 263 million easy installments of 1995.
You know, we'll see what happens, but the president is committed to making sure that one way or another, whether it's through...
He holds rallies just for fun. He has merchandise for sale. He gets only the best people till they quit or go to jail. He's got Rudy Giuliani. He's got high cholesterol. What ain't he got? A goddamn wall.
There is nothing like a wall. Nothing in the world. So the government can solve.
Just as long as he gets his wall.
This is a humanitarian crisis.
Nothing protects like a wall.
Mexico's gonna pay for the wall.
Or deflects like a wall.
But a bona fide emergency.
Can't save face like a wall.
Donald Trump has to build the wall.
Or please his face like a wall.
Build the wall.
Nothing acts like a wall.
Except maybe Melania.
Or distracts like a wall.
And the Russia investigation.
And not a thing will work for Nancy and Chuck. So they agree to giving the schmuck this big, embarrassing, racist, superfluous wall.
Mexico's going to pay for the wall.
Never, ever give up. Don't give up. Don't allow it to happen. If there's a concrete wall in front of you, go through it, go over it, go around it, but get to the other side of that wall.
Where were we? Oh, right, historic treason.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what did the FBI find? We don't know yet. Because just days after they opened the Comrade Trumpsky investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller took over the inquiry. That must be an interesting first day at work. Okay, Bob, here's the washroom. Down there's the supply closet. Over there's the coffee maker. The president might be a spy. Good luck. Bye! Then yesterday, the Washington Post revealed that Donald Trump has done everything in his power to conceal the content of his meetings with Vladimir Putin. In fact, there is no detailed record, even in classified files, of his face-to-face interaction with the Russian leader at five locations over the past 2 years.
And over the weekend, the Washington Post reported that Trump has gone to extraordinary lengths to conceal details of his conversations with Putin, including on at least one occasion taking possession of the notes of his own interpreter. Now, we don't know what Trump did with those notes, but we do know that in her tell-all book, former Trump aide Omarosa said she saw Trump trying to destroy evidence by eating a piece of paper in the Oval Office. And if you forgot that the president was accused of eating paper by his own aide, take note of the fact that we are living through a presidency where that insane fact might actually qualify as forgettable. For every other president before him, eating paper would be number one on the list of craziest things, but for Trash Can Jones over here, it doesn't even crack the top 100.
And because Trump wouldn't tell his own staff what he said to Putin, they were forced to read reports by U.S. intelligence agencies tracking the reaction in the Kremlin. Okay, guys, we got the Kremlin notes right here. Now, we just have to figure out who this golden agent dumbass is and what Operation Easiest Thing We've Ever Done is. So, our commander-in-chief met five times with the dictator of a hostile foreign government that he is suspected of being an agent for. No one knows what they said. That is chilling and heartbreaking. And it puts me in an inescapable emotional tailspin. With this ultra-damning information out there now, the president called Fox News over the weekend to address the elephant in the room.
Are you now or have you ever worked for Russia, Mr. President?
I think it's the most insulting thing I've ever been asked. I think it's the most insulting article I've ever had written.
You don't want to try a no? or even a nyet? But the president got a second chance to make a first impression. A reporter asked Donald Trump directly if he was working for Putin, and this time, he got it right.
I never worked for Russia. And you know that answer better than anybody. I never worked for Russia.
None of it was work. I hang out with Vlad and destabilize Western democracy for the love of the game. Okay?
Though the question is insulting. Of course he's not working for Russia. He's being blackmailed by Russia. There's a difference. He isn't guilty. He just always says and does things a super guilty person would do. On Saturday, he tweeted, I have been far tougher on Russia than Obama, Bush, or Clinton, maybe tougher than any other president. At the same time, and as I've often said, getting along with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing. I fully expect that someday we will have good relations with Russia again.
And Trump knows who's really to blame for this investigation.
Lion James Comey.
So what happened with the FBI? I have done a great service for our country when I fired James Comey because he was a bad cop and he was a dirty cop and he lied. He really lied.
We get it. You know one thing about each of your enemies and you keep saying it just to remember their names.
Comey lied. Schumer cried. Ted Cruz's dad did homicide. We didn't start the fire.
Meanwhile, day 24? It's day 24 of the government shutdown, which is a new record.
And the president says it will not end until he gets his wall. Donald Trump has now shut down. We added it up today. Three casinos, an airline, a football league, a university, magazine, a steak company, a vodka company, travel website, and the government of the United States. Is anyone else tired of winning yet? Because I'm not.
Fox host Jeanine Pirro started by asking him about the shutdown, and right off the bat, Trump told an obvious lie.
You're sitting there waiting for a deal. The Democrats are not sitting with you. If this isn't an emergency, I don't know what is.
Well, I haven't actually left the White House in months.
What? We've seen you leave the White House repeatedly. Last week, you went to the southern border, and in December, you visited the troops in Iraq. So Trump claimed he hadn't left the White House in months, which led Pirro to grill him with a series of super tough, follow-up questions.
Mr. President, I mean, what are you going to get out of the White House? I mean, Washington, after a while, gets very depressing.
Well, I love it.
Mr. President, I really hope you get out of the White House. I really do. I think you deserve a vacation.
He's desperately trying to pin this shutdown on Democrats right now, even though I remember a time all the way back in, was it December of the year 2018, when a man who looked exactly like him told a room full of reporters, "I am proud to shut down the government." Trump says Schumer and Pelosi could end the shutdown in 15 minutes if they just give in all his demands. And if they act now, he's even willing to throw in naming rights.
This is where I ask the Democrats to come back to Washington and to vote for money for the wall, the barrier, whatever you want to call it. It's okay with me. They can name it whatever they can name it. Peaches. I don't care what they name it.
Isn't that interesting? Peaches. Because last week he said he used the phrase peachy Dory, and then he says peaches. He seems to have the word peach on his mind. I wonder why that is. It maybe put an M in front of it and we can figure it out.
The government shutdown is now the longest in history with no end in sight. In fact, today the president stopped by reporters to let them know he was carrying on with other business, like a speech to a group of farmers.
I'll be going to New Orleans right now. I'm going to be speaking in front of our great farmers.
Okay, got it. He's on his way to New Orleans, or at least I think he is.
Moments ago, the president put out a tweet that said, "Getting ready to address the farm convention today in Nashville, Tennessee. Love our farmers, love Tennessee. A great combination. See you in a little while." Mm-hmm. The problem with this?
What is that?
He's going to New Orleans, not to Nashville. He's going to New Orleans in Louisiana. He is not going to Nashville, Tennessee.
I mean, it is another city with an N. It starts with an N.
Good point. Good point. So, directionally truthful, as your friend Ian Bremmer would say. I do think the president has taken this tweet down.
And it looks like there is no end in sight, because according to the Washington Post, Trump's advisors are scrambling to build an exit ramp while also bracing for the shutdown to last weeks longer. People are frustrated, and in the words of one, freaking out. Now, that sounds bad, but after 2 years, freaking out is the calmest it gets at the White House. Their mood chart goes, freaking out, we're all going to jail, and Giuliani. Now, in the negotiation, Trump insisted Democrats should come to him, literally, tweeting, "Democrats should come back to Washington and work to end the shutdown while at the same time ending the horrible humanitarian crisis at our southern border. I am in the White House waiting for you." That sounds like the world's worst phone sex hotline. Hot singles are in the White House waiting for you. Call now and put an end to the crisis on your southern border. Standard charges apply, $5.7 billion a minute. So clearly, Trump has painted himself into a corner, which isn't easy when your office is oval. The stress seems to be getting to him a little bit, because this weekend, he started lashing out on Twitter. "I just watched a fake reporter from the Amazon Washington Post say the White House is chaotic. There does not seem to be a strategy for the shutdown. There is no plan. The fakes always like talking chaos. There is none. In fact, there's almost nobody in the White House but me." Because the government is in shutdown, you numbnuts. "You know, I'm the captain, and people say the Titanic is sinking, but there's almost nobody left on the boat. They say it's World War III, but I'm looking out my window. It's very quiet in those smoking craters out there." He went on, and dot, 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 "I do have a plan on the shutdown. But to understand that plan, you would have to understand the fact that I won the election and I promised safety and security for the American people. Part of that promise was a wall at the southern border. Elections have consequences." No. He's right, though. He's right. Elections do have consequences. and she's called the Speaker of the House.
Every time we find out about a private conversation he had with Putin, it turns out he said something suspicious, like when Putin won a rigged election, and Trump's aides wrote in his briefing in all caps, "Do not congratulate," and then Trump said this.
I had a call with President Putin and congratulated him on the victory.
New York Times reporting that President Trump repeatedly, within the last year, has told administration officials that he wants to destroy NATO, that he wants to pull the United States out of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance, which is the most important Western military alliance on Earth, and it has been for 70 years. Let me just quote from some of the Times' reporting. Quote, "There are few things that President Vladimir Putin of Russia desires more than the weakening of NATO, the military alliance among the United States, Europe, and Canada that has deterred Soviet and Russian aggression for 70 years. Michelle Flournoy, who was an undersecretary of defense during the Obama administration, she's a widely respected national security official, is then quoted in this piece by the Times, saying that a move to withdraw the U.S. from NATO, quote, would be one of the most damaging things that any president could do to U.S. interests. She continues, quote, it would destroy 70-plus years of painstaking work across multiple administrations, Republican and Democratic, to create perhaps the most powerful and advantageous alliance in history, quote, and it would be the wildest success that Vladimir Putin could dream of.
Getting along with Russia, getting along with these countries is a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
If we had a relationship with Russia, that would be a good thing, not a bad thing.
If we have a good relationship with Russia, believe me, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. If I get along with Vladimir Putin, that's a good thing, folks, not a bad thing.
Getting along with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing.
That's a good thing, not a bad thing, by the way.
Getting along is a good thing, not a bad thing.
That's a good thing, by the way, not a bad thing.
That's a good thing, not a bad thing.
That's a good thing, not a bad thing. That's a good thing, not a bad thing.
That was a good thing, not a bad thing.
It's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Getting along is a good thing, not a bad thing.
It's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Getting along with Russia would be a good thing, not a bad thing. And just about everybody agrees to that, except very stupid people.
Think of the day that Vladimir Putin had today. In the UK, Brexit is falling apart. It may bring down the government. In any event, it's pulling the country apart, and it's separating the UK from the continent. In the United States, this article surfaces that the president has repeatedly privately called for the U.S. to withdraw from NATO. Whether we ever do withdraw from NATO or not, That revelation has impacts. It weakens NATO. It fans the flames of nationalism that have been sweeping across Europe that Vladimir Putin also very much supports. And so why does Donald Trump keep coming back to these policies that time and time again, not just on NATO, but on this crazy Afghanistan thing and on standing up and taking the side of Vladimir Putin over his own U.S. intelligence agencies? You can go on and on down the list. Occam's razor, which tells you the simplest explanation is usually the correct one, would tell you that he has in some way been compromised. Maybe there is a more complicated answer that we have yet to find. If so, I'm waiting to hear it.
All right, because I'm stubborn and I want to convince Rick Stengel, let me put up this graphic. This is Vladimir Putin's goal, relieve pressure from U.S. sanctions on Russia. This is Trump's payout. He rolls back and blocks sanctions and delays them and slows them. That's ongoing. Vladimir Putin's goal, so discord in Western democracies, Trump's payout. Trump repeatedly dismisses election interference, rolls back the sanctions Obama installed right after the elections. In fact, Mike Flynn is awaiting sentencing for doing just that and lying about it. So why do they lie? Putin's goal, oust U.S. from conflict in Syria. Donald Trump announces troop withdrawals. At least two of his aides go on a Where's Waldo trip of the world to try to reassure people that we're not going to do what the president said we're going to do. Putin's goal, gain recognition for the illegal seizure of Crimea. Trump publicly says Russia is part of Crimea. Because, as I remember, because they speak Russian. Thank you, Mr. President. Putin's goal, weaken and divide the transatlantic alliance. Trump's payout, repeatedly undermine European allies.
Now, it is entirely possible that Trump thought shutting down the government would make the Russia investigation just go away. I'm sure his lawyers told him that. You can't be arrested by the government if there is no government.
New evidence emerges that the Mueller investigation is still very active at this hour. In a new filing, Mueller asked for a delay in sentencing for Donald Trump's former deputy campaign chairman, Rick Gates. From that filing, quote, Gates continues to cooperate with respect to several ongoing investigations, and accordingly, the parties do not believe it is appropriate to commence the sentencing process at this time.
This really has turned into a witch hunt, as in, which hunt are you talking about? The collusion, the obstruction, the treason, the corruption, or the tax evasion? There are a lot of hunts going on right now. How many Trumps could a witch hunt hunt if a witch hunt did hunt? I have to work out the end, but I think you get the idea. Thanks for the song this week from
Randy Rainbow, Matt Haimovitz, Christopher O'Reilly, Golden Earring,
thanks to
Sarah Sanders, Rudy Giuliani, Stephen Colbert, Gene Hackman,
Will
Patton, Seth Myers,
Jimmy
Kimmel, Janine Pirro, Allison Camerota, Zach Berman,
Rachel
Maddow, Nicole Wallace.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.